weeks. Abbots, armour, architecture, Attica. With hopes of getting to the beans before long. 8 weeks, and a sea of foolscap. And 4 sovs every Saturday. And then, this morning...
What about this morning?
10 o'clock on the dot, Mr. Holmes, as usual, with a spring in my step, as any man might on payday, to find the door locked, with a square of cardboard tacked to it. I've got it here. Doctor, what do you think of that?
October the 9th, 1890. The Red-Headed League is dissolved.
Well, well, Mr. Wilson. Well, well.
Well, I can't see there's anything very funny. And if you can do nothing better than laugh at me, I'll take myself elsewhere.
No, Mr. Wilson, I beg you, reseat yourself. I really wouldn't miss your case for the world. It's most refreshingly unusual. But there is, if you'll excuse me saying so, something just a little funny about it. But I realize also it must have been very annoying. You were, I take it, Mr. Wilson, very annoying.
Well, staggered is the word, Mr. Holmes. Staggered. And a bit angry. Though I realize I had no right to be. So... I sought out the landlord, who lived on the ground floor. He'd never heard of the league. Was under the impression the rooms were let to a solicitor named William Morris, who was waiting for his new office to be made ready, which had happened the day before.
This William Morris, who I suppose we can equate with Duncan Ross, you ascertained his new address from the landlord?
Indeed I did, Doctor, and went right round there to find a maker of artificial kneecaps.
Hear me.
My own sentiments, Doctor. Though I express them a bit different. So, I went home to take the advice of my assistant, which was to wait, and no doubt I would hear by post. But that was not quite good enough, Mr. Holmes. And I did not wish to lose such a place without a struggle. And, as I had heard you were prepared to give advice to poor folk who needed it, I turned to you.
And you did very wisely, for your case is a remarkable one. And it's possible graver issues hang from it than might at first sight appear.
You're grave enough. Well, I've lost £4 a week.
On the other hand, you've taken some £30 from this extraordinary league, to say nothing of the minute knowledge which you've gained on every subject that comes under the letter A.
And now, Mr. Wilson, I feel it's time to review a few facts, after which I shall ask one question. Now, first the facts. You advertised for an assistant and a number of applicants turned up. From this number, you chose Vincent Spaulding. Why? Why? Because although obviously willing and exceptionally intelligent, he was prepared to come for what amounted to half wages. A man like that needs to be considered to be brought under the microscope to have questions asked about him, or at least one question, which is, what, Mr. Wilson, does Vincent Spaulding look like?
Small, stout, very quick in his ways, no hair on his face. Oh, and one other thing, he has a white acid splash on his forehead.
What?
I said a white splash.
Which means
acid on...
rather two other things, I fancy, for are not also his ears pierced, as for ear rings?
Oh, yes. They're done by a gypsy when he was a lad, he claims. But how did
no time for that.
Yes, but an explanation.
Today
that, surely.
Is Saturday. You shall have my opinion on Monday. Until then, behave exactly as normal. Pretend to take Spaulding's advice about waiting to hear in the post. Under no circumstances mention this visit. Do you intend to return to the shop immediately?
Why, I was thinking of it.
Might I ask you to walk in the park instead, for an hour or so?
Walk it? What if you insist, Mr. Holmes?
I recommend rather than insist, Mr. Wilson, and perhaps, yes, for nearer 2 hours. Oh, one further thing. What time do you go to bed?
To bed, sir? Why, 11 every night.
Excellent, excellent. Well, goodbye, then, for the moment. Watson, if you'd be so kind.
Oh, yes, of course. Here. Let me help you with the coat, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you. I'm not sure that that's...
Monday, and now goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Holmes.
Yes, goodbye. Monday, goodbye. Well, Watson... what do you make of it all?
Frankly, Holmes, very little.
It all appears very mysterious.
So it is. In fact, it is quite bizarre. Though, as a rule, the more bizarre a thing is, the less mysterious it proves to be.
But I must, I feel, be prompt over this particular matter.
Then what do you intend to do?